No cargo-laden C-47 will ever be attracted to the wooden radars. Would it be surprising if, when anthropologists and sociologists turned their attention to studying the work of scientists, they tried to recapture that delicious sense of superiority by denying the objective reality of the scientists' discoveries? Relativism is only one aspect of a wider radical attack on science itself. Fairbairn called for a formal separation of science and society, like the separation of church and state, reasoning that science is just one of the many ideologies that propel society, and it should be treated as such. The philosopher Sandra Harding calls modern science, and especially physics, not only sexist but also racist, classist, and culturally coercive, and argues physics and chemistry, mathematics and logic bear the fingerprints of their distinctive cultural creators, no less than do anthropology and history. Theodore Roszak urges that we change the fundamental sensibility of scientific thought, even if we must drastically revise the professional character of science and its place in our culture. These radical critics of science seem to be having little or no effect on the scientists themselves. I do not know of any working scientist who takes them seriously. The danger they present to science comes from their possible influence on those who have not shared in the work of science, but on whom we depend, especially on those in charge of funding science, and on new generations of potential scientists. Recently, the minister in charge of government spending on civil science in Britain was quoted by Nature as speaking with approval of a book by Brian Appleyard that has as its theme that science is inimical to the human spirit. I suspect that Gerald Halton is close to the truth in seeing the radical attack on science as one symptom of a broader hostility to Western civilization that has bedeviled Western intellectuals from Oswald Spengler on. Modern science is an obvious target for this hostility. Great art and literature have sprung from many of the world's civilizations, but ever since Galileo, scientific research has been overwhelmingly dominated by the West. This hostility seems to me to be tragically misdirected. Even the most frightening Western applications of science, such as nuclear weapons, represent just one more example of mankind's timeless efforts to destroy itself with whatever weapons it can devise. Balancing this against the benign applications of science and its role in liberating the human spirit, I think that modern science, along with democracy and contrapuntal music, is something that the West has given the world in which we should take special pride. In the end, this issue will disappear. Modern scientific methods and knowledge have rapidly diffused